few minutes ago. How many of you know what the word Pope means or where it comes from? It's the word Papa, Pop. Like we say, hey, Pop, Papa, P-A-P-A. Pop, that's where it comes from. And that's where Father, Daddy, Paps, Paps. It's a nursing father, really, literally, what that means. Now, this evening, we're going to study a little bit about that because I just thought it would be interesting for us to see what the Bible says. First of all, I'll say three things, but first of all, I want to say the Pope himself may be a great man. I don't know him. I never seen him really, till, you know, seen him on TV, never seen him in person. And he may have the best intentions. He may have a pure heart. He may live a separated godly life. I don't know. My job is not to criticize him, judge him, pass judgment on his soul. Nothing. That's none of my business. What I want to do tonight is line up his office and work and what's being said with the Bible and see what the Bible says. It's got nothing to do with him personally. It struck me when the president was introducing him this morning, our president called him Your Holiness. Your Holiness. You know what Martin Luther called him? Your Hellishness. That's what he called him. That's a church history fact. They'd write him Most Hellish Father. Because all the old reformers believed that the Pope's office was Antichrist. Our president introduced him this morning as Your Holiness, Holy Father, and Your Holiness. His Holiness, the Holy Father, and His Holiness. All right, let's take our Bible, turn to Matthew chapter 23. Let's get on what the Bible says here this evening. And as always, we'll believe what the Bible says. Here's we'll start our study here tonight in Matthew 23, talking about the words of Jesus Christ. Everybody look at this. You need to look at this. You need to know what your Bible says. Teenagers, you need to know what your Bible says. Look at Matthew 23 and look at verse 9. Jesus said, "And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven." You say, "Well, what about your real father?" The next verse explains it. "Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ." So the Lord said, in a religious context, you are not supposed to call any man on earth your father. That is not my opinion. That is the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ said, we're not supposed to address any man on earth as our father, let alone holy father, let alone your holiness, let alone your most holy father. Now you say, well, Brother Danny, that's so plain. Why don't they say, there's not a true Catholic in the country believes that, because, I mean, my goodness, look at it. That's pretty hard to handle, ain't it? They say, well, what about your father? You call him father. That's your earthly father. And that's why in the South we say daddy, by the way. And I'm most of them. And there's nothing wrong with calling your earthly father your father. The Bible says that. But in a religious context, he's talking about master and Lord, no man on earth your father. Now, that's just one little scripture. Let me give you another one. Let's turn to Matthew 16. Matthew chapter 16 tonight. And see what your Bible says. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 16. The people believe that the Pope, as the head of the Catholic Church, the Catholic Church believes they are the one and only true church on the planet. And that everybody else is Protestants. Protest. You protest out of it. Me and you are not Protestants. We are Baptists. We are from a long line of Bible believers that never did protest. We never did protest nothing. We never was in it. The Methodist protests come out with John Wesley. The Presbyterians with John Calvin protested and came out. Baptists, which were known by other names back through history, but believed the same things we do, never was in the Catholic Church. They were underground. like a river, like a stream goes underground for a long time, and then it pops out down yonder somewhere. That's where the real church was during the Dark Ages. And then when old Martin Luther came and preached, man, the Reformation came, plowed, came back out from under the ground again. Now, let's look at Matthew 16 and verse 16. All right, here's where a lot of confusion comes of the Pope. They believe that Peter's the first Pope, and here's where they get that scripture. And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Now watch it. Here's what the whole Catholic Church was built upon. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. That's forgiving scripture, forgiving sins and letting stuff go and all that stuff. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now here the Catholic Church teaches that Jesus Christ is saying, You're Peter, I'm going to build the church on you, and your name, Peter, means rock. That's what the word Petra means, little rock, Peter, Petra. And he said, I'm going to build it on you. We as Bible believers do not believe the church of Jesus Christ is built on Peter. The Lord didn't say he's going to build it on Peter. He said, Thou art Peter, and upon this rock, I'll build my church. Not on you, on this rock. Himself was the rock, and Peter's confession that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, Peter, you just made that confession, and upon this rock, I will build my church. Now, does anybody have a problem understanding what I just said? That's the difference between what they call Protestant churches and the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church teaches Peter was the first pope. Now, if Peter was a pope, he wasn't a real good one. Let's look at Matthew chapter 8. Flip back there, 8th chapter, to the 8th chapter to your left, and look here in Matthew chapter 8 and verse number 14. Look at Matthew chapter 8 and verse number 14. When Jesus come to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. Peter wanted the Lord to heal his mother-in-law. Peter had a mother-in-law. If Peter had a mother-in-law, Peter had a wife. Somebody said the penalty for bigamy is having two mother-in-laws. But did you know Peter had a wife? So he was a married, pork-abstaining, Sabbath-observing Jew that got saved by the grace of God and didn't even believe Gentiles could get saved until the Lord showed him that dream up there on top of that house that day and showed him that nothing was unclean, and he started believing Gentiles could get saved. Peter was God's man, but he wasn't a pope. He was married. Pope can't get married. Ain't supposed to. And I don't know. Maybe, you know, we don't have any Catholics around here. I don't know one person. I do not know one person in McDowell or Burke County who's Catholic, who's lived here all his life. Everybody I know who's Catholic moved here from up north or somewhere. And so we hadn't dealt with it. But in other places of the country, it's not like that. It's majorly different. So Peter was married. Somebody said, we know Peter was saved or he'd have just let her die. But he asked the Lord to come and heal his mother-in-law. That's a good man right there, ain't it? I'm just kidding. But the Pope has been declared the vicar, y'all learn that word, vicar, V-I-C-A-R, vicar of Christ. That means the in-between man between us and Christ or God. Now, I'll give you something to think about. Let's move on a little bit further here this evening. Let's move on just a little bit further. They're saying now that he is the new voice of moral authority on the globe. this Pope says has 63% approval rating before he got here, and I imagine it's going to shoot up through the roof before this week's over. They are painting him in a light like I've never seen them do a man in my lifetime. I've never in my life seen both news. It doesn't matter what news agency it is, they're painting him in a favorable light, not showing any protest, not showing any negative. You know what's really weird? What's really weird is the Pope, if he's true, they say he's true to what the Catholic Church really believes, is opposed to abortion, is opposed to gay marriage, is opposed to same-sex marriage and all these things, and yet the news media won't mention that, but they'll get a presidential candidate that's against and just nail him and say he's awful, he's intolerant, he's mean, he's ugly. But this guy, it's all smoothed over. And what I'm telling you, people, I've never in my life seen everybody, they say, well, he's reaching out to embrace same-sex couples and stuff and giving them the impression that now the Catholic Church thinks it's okay. We're not going to let you take communion, but it'd be like this. It'd be like if we had a meeting over in my office, me and the deacons and the men of our church, and the deacons said, now, Brother Danny, we got five couples in our church shacking up that ain't married. Do you believe that's wrong? Yes, I believe it's wrong. But now look, we don't want them to leave. So don't go out there and say nothing against it. Just tell them that we love them and that we embrace everyone. Okay, I'll do that. Now, I wouldn't do that, but let's just say. And I come out and I say, we want to embrace and love everyone in our church and give them the impression that we're overlooking the fact that they're shacking up. Now, there's a fine line there. If everybody's shacking up church, I don't come right out here and just pulling them out and bless them out. If they're teaching Sunday school, if they're singing in the choir, if they're doing anything in the church, that's a different story. But if somebody just comes and sits and listens, living in sin, we love them, be good to them, and preach the truth. Ain't that the way it's supposed to be? Right? Well, you're not supposed to. I don't know how many. Have y'all heard them talk about this stuff? They're saying, we've changed our approach now. The Catholic Church is loving them in first and then later dealing with their sin. Have you heard that? That ain't the way the Lord did. Check it. Read your Bible. And the woman at the well, he didn't say, come on and go with us disciples and we're going to take communion and love everybody. Then we'll deal with it. First thing he said is, go call your husband. When a man brought to him that time, he said, your sins are forgiven. You deal with the sin first. Then we love and embrace. You got to deal with the sin first. Always. All the way through the gospel, you deal with sin first. You love everybody, but you do not include everybody in the church until the sin problem has been dealt with. Now, people believe the hype. One news time got on air last night, and he said, we just can't wait for the Pope and the magic that he brings to our country. Bring magic? I don't know about that. I cannot imagine the Apostle Paul or John the Baptist or Martin Luther or Billy Sunday or any of them guys coming to the country and them rolling out the red carpet for them. Son, them guys would blister the paint off the wall the way they preached. Let's take up another subject here. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Turn your Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 2. The Catholic Church, the true Catholic Church, I know we have a couple of ex-Catholics in here tonight. I know, Chanel, you was Catholic? You were, and is anybody else? Is anybody else in here? See what I'm saying? Yeah. Really? That might be a good idea. Yep, that would be a very good idea. It would help their cause majorly if they would change that. Because it ain't right, it ain't scriptural, and it's not natural to demand all those young priests to live a celibate life. It's ridiculous. It's wicked. It's a doctrine of the devil, according to the Bible. All right, let me show you another one. The Catholic Church teaches and believes in the Mary being a mediatrix, mediator, but not a man, a woman, mediatrix, in between. The Catholic Church, she can verify. Miss B grew up Catholic. I forgot about that. Her daughter's Jehovah's Witness. I'm just kidding. We witness for Jehovah every time we go out. But anyway, look at 1 Timothy 2:5. The Catholic Church teaches that you go through Mary is a good way to get to Jesus, to God. Am I wrong? Am I saying something wrong? Is that right? Did you ever actually pray to Mary? You did. Oh, you went to Catholic school? Yeah. All right, let's think about Mary here for a minute. 1 Timothy 2:5. What did I say? 2:5. 1 Timothy 2:5. Look here. There is one God and one mediator between God and men. Not me, not him, not one man between us and God, the man, Christ Jesus. You go to God through Jesus Christ. Through no preacher, through no church. Now, I know that sounds so elementary to y'all because you've heard that preached all your life. You'd be surprised that most of the country don't even know that, especially up north. They have no idea. They have no idea. Listen, you are wasting your time praying to Mary or any statue or any other saint. Mary, they don't believe that Mary sinned. They believe that Mary remained a perpetual virginity, the perpetual virginity of Mary. She remained a virgin all of her life, had no children besides Jesus, which we'll get to that in a minute, and was raptured up to heaven without dying. Mary. Now, if Mary was a virgin her whole life, she sinned, according to 1 Corinthians 7, because she defrauded Joseph, her husband, of her own body. Right? That'd be a sin. If she never had sexual relation with Joseph, she is sinning. And that, so let's look at this. Look at this. Luke chapter 8. Turn to Luke chapter number 8. And we're just going to build what we believe on the Bible. Luke chapter 8. And look at verse number 20. Luke chapter 8, verse number 20. And it was told him by certain which said, thy mother and thy brethren stand without desiring to see thee. Now the Lord puts a spiritual slant on it. He said, my mother and my brethren are those that hear the word of God and do it. They're really my mom and brethren. But his literal mother and his literal brethren were out there wanting to talk to him. So Mary did have other children besides Jesus. He was her firstborn. But she had brother, it even gives one or two of them names. James and Jude. Yeah, I think it named three, but I don't have a name. Does it have a sister? You have a sister? What if Jesus was your brother, girls? My. Wouldn't that put the pressure on you to live right? You say, oh, I always have to come up in his shadow. Everybody expects me to be perfect. Wow. That'd be rough if Jesus was your brother in the flesh. Man. But anyway, so we learned that there is only one way to God, and it is not Mary. Mary cannot help you get to God. So now, you say, well, Brother Danny, if it says that, and it says that you're not supposed to call no man your father, and it says that there's only one way to God, and it says, how come so many people believe that? Because the Catholic Church teaches that when the Pope speaks ex cathedra from the chair, that what he's saying is absolutely right, and that's why they are discouraged from reading the Bible. All through history, they didn't want them to read the Bible. Because of obvious things like this right here. Plain, ordinary, everyday country people like us can read the Bible and get what it says. and that is the enemy of organized Catholicism. Stuff like that. Okay? Yep. That's true. You went to St. John's University? How'd you wind up here? God must have had something special for you, girl. You ought to thank God. Every day of your life, raise your hands and shout. Because you're one out of a million that gets out of the mess like that. Anybody else, right quick? Well, sure do. I couldn't understand. That's what I was hearing today. All right. What we're hearing now is that it's like there's an organized effort to present this Pope in a positive light that's going to bring hope to us all and bring all the world. I heard one news commentator say, I know this is going to be on the internet, and do not misquote me on this. I am not saying he said it. I am not, because I don't know. I'm saying what a news commentator said today. If somebody can verify this, and you heard speech, let me know. But they said that he made the statement that parts of the Quran were just as authoritative as the Bible. I don't know that he said that. That's what a commentator said today. Now, what that's doing is saying, okay, because one guy got on there and he said, well, see, we're all the children of God. He said, the Protestants, the Catholics, were children of Abraham. He said, the Muslims, they're children of Abraham too, through Ishmael. You know that guy, Chris, the hardball guy, that blonde-headed guy, he's a wicked dude, buddy. Chris Matthews, and he's wicked. And he was saying, we're all the children of Abraham. We're all children. They were saying, because our bloodline goes back to Abraham, therefore we're all children of God and all the church. No, we're not. There is neither Jew nor Gentile in Christ. And or a Muslim or a Jew or a Baptist or anybody has to come to Jesus Christ and be born again before they can be a Christian. And that's what the Bible teaches. All right, anybody right quick. Did you know the main thrust of the Pope's message to us is save the planet? And that is the major thrust of his message. He's mentioning other things here and there, but I could quote it. I think I wrote it down here. He was saying all kind of stuff about it is our moral obligation, a sacred and moral obligation, to save the planet from climate change for the next generation. I told y'all a few years ago, it's coming to the time where they're going to make you think you're sinning if you do anything that will pollute the environment. And the whole plan of the environmental movement is to bust the United States, because China and them ain't going by it. Ain't none of them trying to clean up their environmental mess. Why is it just us? How come other countries can drill all the oil they want to, but we can't, because we might kill a frog that's on the endangered species list, you know, or an owl might die or something like that. God in the Bible never commands us to try to save the earth. If you want to know what God's view of the environment is, you can read the book of Revelation. He is going to burn it up. He's going to set it on fire and burn it all up. That's what the Lord thinks about it. We're not called to save the environment. You don't identify a false prophet by what he says. You identify a false prophet by what they will not say or refuse to say. There will not be one word mentioned. And if I'm wrong on this, I'll come back next Wednesday night and apologize to the whole world on the internet. There will not be one word mentioned about being born again by grace through faith to keep from going to hell when you die. Won't be mentioned. Now, if a man's a Bible preacher, he will preach there's a heaven and there's a hell and that you must be born again. Our mission is not to save planet Earth. Our mission is to reach men and women, boys and girls, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Saved from what? Hell. That's our mission. Amen. I want to ask him about abortion. I'm going to come. Why don't the commentators going to have an interview and say, Francis, whatever his name is. I just can't get used to that. Is it a sin to abort your baby? Yes or no? Is it a sin to be in a same-sex marriage? Yes or no? And just say yes or no. That's not going to happen. Because the news media, both sides, are presenting them in a positive light. It's weird. I don't know. I don't know. You'll not hear heaven and hell, salvation by the blood of Jesus Christ to save you from hell will not be mentioned. What an opportunity. Man, if a man's called to preach and he's got a microphone and half the world's listening, what a chance. You put the Apostle Paul up there and see what he said, brother. He said, I was a blasphemer. I was the chief of sinners. But at midday a light struck me down from heaven. And the Lord said, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I turned around and I got born again. And I'm saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he'd say. He'd say, I'm a sinner and God saved me and he can save you. Not this talk of, we must go and be love one another and help the poor. And help the lonely. All that's true. I agree with that. Praise God. Anybody ought to help the poor and the lonely. That's what we do with our bus ministry. That's what we do when we go to rest home. That's what we do when we go to hospital. We spend a fortune every year helping the poor and the lonely and the hurting. But I'm telling you tonight, the poor and the lonely will die and go to hell if they don't get born again by the blood of Jesus. That's the gospel. The gospel ain't giving them something to eat. Gospel is telling about the death and the burial and the resurrection of the Son of God that died to keep him out of hell. That's what the gospel is. Amen? Basically, what we're seeing happen today is you take what parts of the Bible you believe and agree with politically and use it to advance your cause and ignore the part which divides and hurt and causes division. That's what we're seeing done. Which that's what's called cheating. All right, anybody? Yeah, there you go. Isn't that something? Poor old John Wayne. After all good he done. Says something. Yeah. Anybody else? Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir. Absolutely. That's another study. Absolutely. Anybody else? Yeah. That's right. Go. That's right. Folks, the gospel and a Bible preacher has never, hear me well, has never been accepted and loved by this world and celebrated by this world. Never has been. Jesus said, if the world loves you, the world loves its own. But because you are not of the world hateth you. Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
Wow. Here's our stance. Don't ever start thinking you're not any better than nobody else. But anytime anybody's trying to help poor people and feed people, praise God, right? I'm all for it. Hallelujah. But we're still going to study doctrine and what's right and what's wrong. That don't mean that you should hate anybody you disagree with or have hard feelings to them. Put it like this. It's Bob Jones Sr. said, I've heard Dr. Ruckman say, them guys say this, and it's a good rule to remember. It's never wrong to go down the right road with anybody any distance. It's always wrong to go down the wrong road with anybody any distance. You want me to explain that? That means if the house next door is on fire and the Catholic priest has got 2 buckets of water, me and him's going to take that water and both work together to put the fire out. It's never wrong to go down the right road any distance with anybody. Right? If a Jehovah's Witness is standing there and a baby's out in the road, he'll flag the cars down and I'll grab the baby. We'll work together to save that baby. Anything they're doing good, feeding the hungry, praise God, go for it. We're all with you. I'm for prayer in the schools. I'm for morals. I'm all that stuff. It's always right to go down the right road any distance with anybody. It's never right to go down the wrong road any distance with anybody. That means it's wrong to go down the wrong road with your Baptist friends or your church friend. Got it? That's a good rule to go by. You stay level. Stay level-headed. Yeah. I don't know. That's between them and the Lord. I don't condemn them for it as long as they go by the law. I mean, you know, I think they got a right to. Maybe some people feel strongly about it. I never have felt like that's what I need to do. I always felt like I need to preach and try to get people saved and not try to change the law. That's right. That's my approach. But I don't condemn people to do that unless they're breaking the law. You don't have a right to go break the law. It's like practicing your religion. Do you believe that we have freedom of religion in this country? Absolutely. Person can be a Muslim, person can be a Baptist, because you can worship trees and rocks, and you have every right to practice what you believe. And I would fight for your right to worship a rock, because I got religious freedom too, like you got. But where you draw the line is when you commit a crime. Like if you're a Satanist and you get somebody and you're going to sacrifice, that's a crime. You can't do that. You can't break the law in order, the moral law, I should say, by living for God. The time's coming when we'll be breaking the law just believing the Bible. That's coming down the road. That's what happened to that lady up in Kentucky. Anybody else? Right quick. All right. Getting scary there, like Halloween. Yeah, we're all saints. Saint Jimmy, I ain't gonna worship him. Yeah. All right, anybody else? Right quick. You know who you worship the Lord. And you know how you get to God? Through Jesus Christ. You don't need me. Miss B was telling us about when she was little growing up, you had to go in this little room, like a little phone booth or something, and you confess your sins. And the priest, I guess, is on the other side in a little hole. But you don't really see him. And you tell him all the bad stuff you've done. And she said, they just make up stuff. Just make up stuff. I slapped my brother, you know. Do you have something to confess? And then you'd say 10 Hail Marys and get forgiven. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life. You're lying by telling them what you're seeing. Well, I wouldn't have had to make none up when I was little. I'd have had plenty to confess, wouldn't y'all? Plenty. I wouldn't have to make up none, for heaven's sake. But how many's ever done that? Been to confession? Just you two, that's all. Well, we've been sheltered here. You know why? Because some old leather lung preachers went up and down the country preaching that old book right there. Camp meetings built this country, built this part of the country. And they wouldn't let them read the Bible up there. That's why there's liquor stores on every corner up north.